SBS Radio.
Tania Day's family will be heard today in the final day of the inquest into her death in custody. And the Aboriginal flag copyright debate goes global, and Maori activists threaten to boycott Air New Zealand over trademark controversy. Today is the last day of the inquest into the death in custody of your Toyota woman, Tania Day. On this final day, the inquest will hear from Tania Day's family and a high-ranking Victoria police officer. The inquest is examining whether systemic racism contributed to Ms. Day's death. Yesterday, the detective investigating Tania Day's death in custody told the inquest that asking officers about discrepancies in their statements was not best practice. Detective Sergeant Scott Riley produced the initial report on her death, which contains statements from officers who were present while Ms. Day was in custody. Some of these statements were inconsistent with the evidence, but Mr. Riley agreed that there was nothing to prevent him from following on the discrepancies. Ms. Day suffered a head injury while in custody in regional Victoria after she was arrested in December 2017. She died 2 weeks after her arrest. A 12-year-old Arenta and Garua boy has addressed the United Nations, calling on the Australian government to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility. Dujuan Hussan was reportedly the youngest person to ever address the Human Rights Council in Geneva. He was invited to address the UN body following the screening of In My Blood It Runs, a documentary in which he is the star. The film depicts the young Dujuan and his family as he tries to find a balance between Anangu culture and the demands of the Western school system. After being almost thrown into prison when he was only 10, Dujuan told the UN he wanted to give a voice to other First Nations children.
There are some things I want to see changed. I want my school to be run by Aboriginal people. I want adults to stop crawling 10-year-old kids in jail. I want my future to be out on land with strong culture and language. My film is for all Aboriginal kids. It is about our dreams, our hopes, and our rights. I hope you could make things better for us.
The ongoing debate around the use of the Aboriginal flag has gone global, with a Mr. World contestant becoming embroiled in the controversy. Palawan man Johnny Berry was planning on using the flag, but pageant organizers told him to remove the flag from his costume because of concerns they could be issued with an infringement notice. The use of the Aboriginal flag has been at the center of a copyright controversy after several businesses and community organizations were issued cease and desist notices by WAM Clothing. WAM Clothing is a non-Indigenous company that holds the exclusive rights to reproduce the flag on garments. Mr. Berry believes not being able to use the flag is stripping people's identity.
I don't think it's right. I don't think that one group should have copyright and, you know, profit margin rights over a, you know, a cultural identifier that Aboriginal people have used for a long time now. That's something that not only is something that they identify by, but it's also something that a lot of Indigenous people have a stream of income from.
The head of Australia's largest privately run nursing home provider has apologised for numerous lapses in the quality of care provided at its residences and admitted that 18 homes are failing basic standards. Reports from the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission have revealed nearly a third of Bupa's homes are putting the elderly at risk. Chief Executive Hisham El Ansari has told the ABC the company lost its focus on providing quality care.
As we sit here today, we have 18. Now, that's 18 too many, and I'm absolutely committed to having all of our homes operating effectively within the compliance regime that exists. I'm committed to doing it over the next couple of months.
Fire conditions in Queensland are expected to worsen over the weekend because of forecast southerly winds. 55 fires are still burning across the state. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has congratulated those involved in fighting the fires in the Gold Coast hinterland.
There has been a huge effort here. Everyone coming in to help. We just met South Australian people who've been here. They were up here last November. This is what we do in Australia. People help. They come in from all different states and they pitch in and they help our community. And we will do exactly the same for them.
Now to New Zealand, where Maori activists are threatening a boycott of the national carrier after Air New Zealand applied to trademark the image of the words Kia Ora, which is the name of its in-flight magazine. The phrase Kia Ora is a Maori greeting that literally means be well, healthy, and is used as a greeting in New Zealand, including on Air New Zealand flights, where staff begin their in-flight announcements with the phrase. The airline says it wants to trademark its magazine logo and not the phrase itself, and its only intention is to protect its logo. But the New Zealand Maori Council has described the move as cultural misappropriation. Council head Matthew Tukaki says he'll campaign for a boycott of the airline if it doesn't withdraw the trademark application.
This is an absolute disgrace during Māori Language Week that you somehow think you have the right and the ability to not only misappropriate our culture and our language, but to somehow trademark one of the most recognisable symbols in all of Aotearoa. Kia ora.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denied a report that his country has been spying on the United States. A report in the U.S. news site Politico claims three former senior U.S. officials believe Israel was behind the planting of surveillance devices found near the White House. Mr. Netanyahu, who is just days away from a general election in Israel, says the report is a blatant lie. The devices are called International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers, or IMS, or Stingrays, and they act like mobile phone towers. They trick mobile phones into sending their location, identity information, call contents, and data usage. Politico claims a former senior intelligence officer believes the Israelis were responsible. And now, having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a mostly sunny day, top of 26, Adelaide, cloudy, clearing, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18, Hobart, a few showers developing, and 14, Canberra, early frost, sunny, 21 degrees, Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19, Sydney, similar conditions, and a top of 20, Newcastle, much the same, but 21, Brisbane, a sunny day, top of 30, Cairns, mostly sunny, 27, Darwin, sunny, 28, and the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day and a top of 28. And that's all for the news. Stay with us for more stories.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.